Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and give Jesus glory in the house. I can hear your celebration. Hallelujah! Praise the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me. Rise. Can I hear you? Saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me now. Fill me now. Let your healing power revive and make me whole, and let the peace. Sing it for the Lord. Oh Lord, I hunger. For more of you. Rise up within me. Let me know. Holy Spirit. Saturate. Saturate my soul. And let the light fill me now, fill me now. Let your healing power revive.
Make me whole and let the peace of God. Let it rain.
Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the privilege to be in your presence. We give you thanks for what you have begun and surely you will also accomplish. We thank you for the price of the cross, the blood of the Lamb that have atoned the sins of the world. We bless you for Jesus, the essence and the meaning of life. This morning, your people have gathered from all over, around near and far, the city of Accra, in this place, and we have come to honor you. I pray for your hand of blessing. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Reveal Christo to us. I pray that you will set a way before us, and we can be able to know the paths of eternal life. In the precious name of Jesus, let your word bring healing, deliverance, liberation, restoration, restitution, recovery, replenishment. Let your word bring direction, transformation. Let your word bring revelation, because that is what your word is. Let it bring healing, deliverance. Let it bring elevation. Let it bring Christian discipline to your people in the precious name of Christ Jesus. Have your way. We will be careful to give you all the praise. Somebody shout amen. Come on, clap these hands. Give God the glory in the house. No, no, no. I can't hear you. I can't feel it. Shout out the higher. Do This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. This is also Amansan Television, GN Television. This morning we are live on Obatampa Radio. We are also live on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and Telegram. Good morning to all our friends from around the world, but good morning to everybody that is in this place. I bring you kingdom greetings in the precious name of Jesus. With Jesus' joy, I welcome all the lovely people that are worshiping with us for the very first time, and it's going to be a blessing. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We're transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple here in Tesano in the city of Accra, Ghana. I welcome everybody into this particular service. The meaning of W3 means word, worship, and wonders. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, it was sitting Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Having read you that, I go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Look, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and soon that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." For the sake of understanding, let me read this particular one in our language. When you carefully, you know, look at the subtitle of this particular one in our language, he brings up the phrase of warning, kokobo. That is exactly how he puts it. But I'm going to amalgamate this, or I'm going to merge this with the foundation itself. The people did not come to the feast. They did not come to see their friends. They had all reported, and these were Greeks among them that came to worship. They did not come to the feast, but they came to worship. But their predominant focus was to see Christ. Was not the ceremonies that attracted them. They wanted to see the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. They wanted to see the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, the mind regulator. They wanted to see, you know, the lifter up of hurts. They wanted to see Christ, the embodiment of all life. They wanted to see the savior of the world, the son of the living God, the judge of your life. They wanted to see him. They wanted to have audience and a relationship and a fraternity and affinity and a synergy and fellowship with Christ. It was not just, you know, Yabania baby. No, they had come to, you know, encounter Jesus the Christos. They wanted to come and see the bread of life. They wanted to come and see the resurrection and life. They wanted to come and see, you know, the good shepherd, the door. They wanted to come and see the essence of life. They actually wanted to see the spirit that cried, "Abba, Father." That is exactly what they wanted to come and see. It was a very serious attempt of fellowship. These were people that have all streams of civilization, urbanization, globalization. They had all kinds of current life and every thought of wisdom, just like Daniel. He said, "Wisdom shall increase in my time." But they did not, they had come to see the essence of wisdom, Jesus Christ. We wanted to see him, have life with him. They wanted Christ. Interestingly, we come to church for many reasons. There are people in this place who have come because they found a girl here they found worthy to chase. There are people that are here to see their old mates. There are people that are here, you know, for all manner of reasons. Please, people, for a supreme hand of pay, because there is a word from the Lord. Not only for the church, but for the nation. There is a word from the Lord. They wanted to see Christ. So when I connect this particular scripture to what I just read, I can be able to deduce Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 6. I would deduce that out of these particular two. And where the Bible said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord, I do not change. You know, God does not change. You may be seated in the presence of God. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody. Welcome to the presence and to the house of God. Going to stick in the confines of God's work and the protocol, clear the altar for me. And let me focus on what we are dealing with. Now, amazingly, I realize that from history until now, the way we do the work of God is changing. The way we saw people, the way we saw the earlier Christians, said the Lord, is a bit different. Maybe I will not say a bit, it's massively different from how we serve the Lord. When I became a Christian, in the church where I fellowship, we never clap hands. We didn't clap our hands when we were singing. I grew up in the Presbyterian church. When I was a little boy growing up, nobody clapped their hands. When the people started clapping their hands, Bible study and prayer group, they said that they were demon-possessed people. Nobody spoke in tongues when I was a little boy growing up in the Presbyterian church. The first time people spoke in tongues, they said they were some house flies that were making noise. And so, even from where I grew up, you know, it's interestingly that most of the things that we do today were not there. There was nothing like praise and worship. What they call choruses. Praise and worship didn't exist. There were what we call to worship and hymns of praise. That was what they called it. And so they picked up hymns that exalted and extolled God. Those were the ones that they brought up. And so worship was different. But when I even take it further to the days of the apostles, Acts of the Holy Spirit, and I look at the way they served God, how they preached, how they did their things, I realize that people are evolving and things have changed. The way we did things have changed, but God says he's still the same. The way we serve the Lord has changed. When I look at the way the flare, the apostolic church came into, the church of Pentecost, the Christ apostolic assemblies of God, the way they came in with a different angle. As a matter of fact, when they started, you know, their style of worship, people clapped their hands, and we saw the first time that we could dance in church. Praises, and people are dancing. It was different. It was new. Playing drum set like what we have here did not exist. In the early Christian, they didn't have anything like this. As a matter of fact, they didn't have keyboards. They didn't have bass guitars, rhythm guitars, trombone, saxophones, trumpet. Things like that didn't exist. The preacher could not move around like I'm moving. The preacher could not move. Every preacher from John Wesley right down to C.H. Spurgeon, D.L. Moody, Charles Finney, they all stood in the pulpit in one place and they preached to God's people. Just like even right now in the Presbyterian church, in the Anglican church, in the Methodist church, the preacher will even have to stand in one particular place at the pulpit and preach. They didn't have to shout like the way I'm doing. They didn't have to shout the way like the way I'm. As a matter of fact, they did not even spoke spontaneously as I'm doing right now. There was a preaching note and script of which they will deduce your message out of. It was not, you know, some kind of a spontaneous kind of preaching. There was a conscript by which they will have to, and in the conscript was a preamble or a prologue or introduction into the message. And then, you know, that is where in the preamble or the prologue, that is where they can quote this and that. They can quote St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. Aquinas, and people like that. That is where they could, you know, bring examples from church history, historical events, and all that. That is where they could put hermeneutics, homiletics, apologetics, and exegesis to their message and present the course of God's word. I mean, they did not preach like most. If I should compare the preachers of yesterday to the preachers of today, I will say that we have even lost the content of very scholarly theologians. We have lost that. But we have also gained some kind of charismatic flared people who can be able to bring a message of inspiration to God's people. And so God's word is saying amazingly, I am the Lord. I change not. I am saying that the way we serve God has changed so much. But God remains the same. Word remains the same. When I say the word, I'm referring to Christ. He remains the same. And that is why he said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, he said, you know, he said, we are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, and we are also built on Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And then he went further, you know, talking to me in discourse. He said, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy, listen to that, an holy temple in the Lord. And then develops further, you know. And when I compare this scripture to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 4, one of my very favorite scripture to the modern day church, the Bible said, for if anybody comes and preach another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you receive another spirit which you did not receive, or another gospel which ye did not accept, then you might as well bear with him. In other words, he is a, put this in GNT, let me follow you. In GNT, he said clearly, he said, you gladly tolerate anyone who comes to you and preaches a different Jesus. In other words, the Jesus we are preaching is not the same. The Jesus we are preaching, you know, it may not be the same Jesus other people are preaching. They may be calling Jesus, but there is a different Jesus and another Jesus. We want to see Jesus, but which Jesus? Which Jesus? There is a different Jesus. And look at the way now people have brought all kinds of madness into the house of God. And look at sorcery and witchcraft in the house of the Lord. Now people can boldly stand and talk about herbalism in church. This herb does this. That herb did that does. We are not here to be talking about herbs. Keep your herbs to yourself. Leave us to preach Christ and Him crucified. Seeing a so-called supposed preacher holding banche and showing it to people and say there is power in banche. Nonsense. Nonsense! Just like I will condemn the false prophet, so will I condemn that nonsense. My job is to defend the gospel. Yeah, my job is to defend the name of the Lord. My job is to defend the integrity of the word of God, the work of God. My job is to defend the veracity and the authenticity of the work of God and the integrity of the name of the Lord. That is my job, not banje. Yeah, I will go rather to my hometown and go to the farm and go look for it. Just like one more edge so bolono are from the pit of hell. That is the same way Banjefuono are from the chambers of Hades. I told you the mind of God. We are not here for nonsense. There are so many junk on the internet, and God's people sadly follow nonsense. You have not yet mastered the scriptures. You are now mastering mystics. Yeah? You have not mastered the word of God. You have not mastered. The Bible said from your childhood, if you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 50. As a matter of fact, the Christians do not even study the word of God. The Bible said, interestingly, that one is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly, correctly, appropriately, dividing the word of truth. I like this one in my language. Now, he makes it very clearly. We don't impose our opinion to the word of God. Oh, I don't have the time. Let me develop further. And so, interestingly, he made a submission in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 17. I'm taking too much time with my introduction. He said, for we are not as many as corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God. In the sight of God, we speak in Christ. Let me take it all over again. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God. In the sight of God, we speak in Christ. The preacher will have to make Jesus his focus. This is why I'm telling you that we want to see Jesus. When you look at this in my language, very interesting way the Bible presents itself. Now you anticipate pabebria, you know, you pabebria. Whoa, when in them tongue when you uncoup asemno. Asemno. Hasemno yantisini pabebria. Wanenam na waton unyame asemno. Nam nemum, you know, nemum sewanwa wo sewanwa wo yi won yem kasa unyankupo mu. Na wakasa Kristo mu unyankupo nem wo yi won yem kasa unyankupo mu. Na wakasa wo Kristo mu hewo unyankupo nem. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse number 2, he says a similar thing in verse number 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse. But he said, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Put it in my language. You know, the Bible said now, him when we put a new dear a hint now. Now yenante enifrimo and nasa yen fra unyankupa semnimu. Asem no yetimi frem. Ubetimi a betere ha mama fra asemnim. You will feel excited and feel very nice. Mitima ka defe defe semachero. I can go around the truth and tell you something that will excite you. Ma fra asemnim. If I miss the opportunity speaking truth to God's people, ma fra asemnim. If I miss the opportunity telling the unadulterated word of God, ma fra asemnim. And so when I present Jesus to you, Jesus dwells in your heart, in your spirit. The Bible said that he comes to abide in you. He comes to reside in you. And the moment he resides, the Bible said, they that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. They that have been baptized in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter number 2, chapter 12, verse number 2, he means a submission similar to that. He said, but do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, let me develop into where you can say, Christ for two will be more. Everything that Christ is, you are. I will repeat what I said. Everything that Jesus is, you are. Everything that Jesus is. So John 14 verse 6, the Bible said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am. How can this Jesus live in you and you cannot speak truth? How can Jesus, who is the truth, is in you but you cannot accept truth? Yeah, the Christ is in us, but we believe in a lie, we believe in deception, we believe in manipulation. Jesus is the truth, but we cannot accept truth. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, may Tano Kuradiat Ubeti Wunti Ubeti Uti the Opas or the Honya Mimikis. My I am like a court bailiff. I keep telling you, I'm serving summons. Once I have served the summons, my job is done. You know, he said that Christ might be formed in them, my little children, whom I travail in birth until Christ is formed in all of you. Yeah, John chapter 6, verse 10. Jesus is the bread of life. He that eateth Christ or cometh unto Christ or believeth on Christ will never hunger and will never thirst. You know, how come that Christ is in our heart and we can still jump around, you know, in useless festivals and traditions? There are people sitting in the house of God supposedly to know Jesus, and yet they can even jump, you know, to shrines, be TV. So now we use car. Now I find a number. Now I'm afraid. Papa oho, malam oho, nana oho. A person me nene kasa me person me tukwa. Me kwa alabasta badasi nyameche. Iti me person me tukwa. The bread of life dwells in you. John chapter 7, verse number 38. Jesus rose up and said, he that believes on me, as the scripture said, as out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. For the past 50 years, I see out of our bellies coming pain and bitterness and greed and envy and jealousy out of our belly. People are sitting in the house of God and they don't want to see each other because out of our belly is not flowing streams of living water. Opinion will be tears on them among Casa. Opinion will be to them among Casa. And I'm preaching Jesus to you, because if Christ lives in you, out of your belly will flow streams. spirit of I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Not to be a better preacher, but to be a better person. Not to be a better preacher, but to be a better father. Not to be a better preacher. I want to follow him. I want to take up my cross and deny myself and follow Jesus Christ. Out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. Christian Achu was laid to rest last Friday. May his soul rest in perfect peace. Yeah. But when I was watching Achu's memorial service, I saw a lot of hypocrisy. Out of your belly, Ghana flows hypocrisy. And Hehenimu was not only GFA, it was the state. Ghana! I saw my president. I saw the former president. I saw all of them exhibit hypocrisy. I saw ministers of state. They all exhibited hypocrisy. I saw people who are supposed to know right. I saw them exhibited hypocrisy. I saw even institutions of government. This morning, they will be in church. And I saw hypocrisy. There are people who have died for this nation and nothing has been made for them. Hypocrites! Hypocrites. Ask myself. Thank you. Edamas. There are people who have done august, audacious things for this nation. Nothing. I change your name. The Bible said, he that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow streams of living. We exhibit dead works. Dead works. Dead works. Hebrews 6, 1. Dead works. Dead works. We exhibit dead works. Very interesting. Look at the way we adore the dead. Look at the way we adore the dead. When the person is alive, we never. When I'm saying like that, you cannot even take care of your own mother when she is alive. But when she dies, you are quick to buy a grave and a nice casket and make up a big funeral. Yeah, that is the hypocrisy Jesus was talking about. Yeah, hypocrites, 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 hypocrites. Then you see, as soon as you see banner, they are clapping for them. Open thing, never tell us we are clapping for them. As soon as you see, there are children in the children's hospital who don't have any help. There are people in Kolebu Cardiothoracic Center who the camera is not on them, who needs a little help but cannot have it. There are disabled people without wheelchairs. There are people that need just a small, minute help. They can't get it. And you can see a nation. I want to ask you, have you compensated the June 3 people? Stadium disaster. Do all of them have compensation? Yes, we know that these are the people that Jesus said, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Matthew 23:33. There are people, you know, I look at church out of their belly. We can go out and make a big donation, and there are people sitting here who need only 1,000 Ghana. And yet we are making big donation with cameras. Hypocrites! Jesus said, they that believe in me, out of their belly will flow streams of living water. Not dead works. Not dead works. People would die and we would come and read very useless tributes to them. I see husbands who take their wives for granted. And when they die, they come, you know, crying, you know, all this useless cries upon them. Very interesting to me. And I want to ask, is Christ in you? 1 John 3, verse number 6, he makes a submission. 1 John chapter 3, verse 6, look at this. He said, whosoever abided in Jesus, that's not sin. Yeah, you know, and anybody that sins have not seen him and does not know him. Verse 9, very interesting. He said in verse number 9, whosoever is born of God, doeth not commit sin, because the seed of Jesus Christ remains in him. Christo abba etinimu. Christo abba etinimu. Serious. That works that are dead. We come to church because we feel like we're looking for a church that when we die, they will, you know, have a procession, nice funeral for us. Oh, name and friend, inami ever. They say, I love that song when they sing and they ring the bell. Clang. You are on your way to hell. Jesus! Not spectacle in the eyes of human beings. Jesus looked at them the other day. He said, you love the praises of men, but you have missed the praise of God. You have missed the praise of God. Interesting. And look at John chapter 11, 25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believed in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And so if Jesus is in you, you resurrect everything that is dead. How can people sitting in the house of God, they know Christ, and yet everything in them, within them, is dead? Dead works. Dead. 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 And this is why we lie. We can lie. Lie. We don't lie. Check your vows you made to your wife or husband. I will be a faithful man to you. I like that vow. I like the national pledge. I promise on my honor to be faithful. I promise to be faithful. Tell me how many faithful people are here. How many faithful people in relationships, in marriages? How many faithful people in church? How many faithful people in government service? How many faithful people serving their people like chiefs and kings? How many are faithful? Faithful people. Faithful with money. Faithful with people. There are people that are supposed to be our stewards, our pastors. How come your pastor impregnate you? And give you church money to go and abort? I want to ask. When you be an anjimpna, say so for. When you be an anjimpna, you call them your spiritual daughters. How can you sleep with your spiritual daughter? I want to ask. She's my daughter. Kuprichina emediwechi. Mwen hunu mwen hunso her. I am speaking to so many people. When you meet she will be the one who saw her. God! I'm speaking to somebody in this nation. When you meet she will be the one who saw her. God has given people opportunities, and yet they have forsaken and deserted this Jesus and followed vanity. And this is why we don't see the glory of God. So we don't want a church like this that can look you in the eye and tell you truth. And they need somebody to look them in the eye and say, judge me. That time where she free Jimmy ho. Get back in line. Get back, get back. Get back in line. Go back to your own man, say my giant. Go back to your first love. It's simply get back, get back, get back in line. I ask her. Question all the time, when you lie on another woman that is not your wife, how do you feel? How do you feel? When you look into the eyes of your wife and you are lying within yourself, how do you feel? I am the resurrection and life, but we have a dead conscience, dead heart. Dead conscience. And this is why, you know, we are not real. This is the fakest generation I have ever met. We are a fake generation. Everything is fake. We are trying to impress people instead of God. We want to impress people. I wear Louis Vuitton. I wear Calvin Klein. I fly BA first class. Because we want to impress people. You know, I fly BA to this place. I do that. I wear this. And this is why the young generation that is coming, they don't care how to get it. They can kill to get it. But most of the things we are portraying is a fake facade. Fake. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take your cross. Take your cross and follow Jesus. Everybody that takes up a cross, they deny themselves. Deny yourself. Our appetites are too wild. Too wild. You see, in the previous generation, the reason why I was telling you that, you know, we have changed so much from the old Christians. The old Christians, they didn't have too many appetites. I want this, I want this, I want that, I want that. Now, this generation wants too many things. Want an iPhone, I want a Z Fold, I want a Mercedes, I want a BMW, I want a Range Rover. And if I don't get it, God is not alive. And we are making it worse for you by telling you the Lord has to bless you with a house and a car. And if it doesn't come, you feel like you have failed. But Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ! Oh, Christ, Christ, Jesus in you. I like 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 6. The Bible said godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with now we have even lost godliness. There is no godliness. How godly people can be is no more. Godliness would come. Go and see how donations went yesterday. Cameras are on donation. As him was here, I was giving 5,000. Obentin said, let me give 10,000. Let me give all. Let them use it to take care of our two children. I told you, I was name here, baby. Very interesting people. God will judge all of you. You will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10. All of you, including me, we will all appear. na enye kwam panaso naara. We will, everybody will appear. All these people fighting against each other, resentment, wicked imaginations. Everybody will appear. They will all appear. We will all come and appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And you shall account. You will come and account. And I look at a software pie. You know, because I have seen you, we are the third generation, Papa. You can attest to this historical fact. We are the third generation. The first generation of Christianity was when people like Apostle Peter Newman, Enim, Apostolic Church, who received, we were trained by the missionaries, received the missionaries, and the missionaries who came like James McKeown of the Church of Pentecost was working also for the Apostolic Church, before there was, because in those days, Mama Comfort, they believed so much in divine healing. Oh, I remember and remind and pay tribute to Brother Lawson of the Divine Healers Church. May the Lord bless his soul. They believe so much that God has power to heal every infirmity. So when McKeown was sick and they took him abroad to go and heal him, they thought that McKeown has deserted the faith and could not believe God for healing. And so there was a split, and Church of Pentecost started. And they started in a line of deliverance, and they came from another angle. But we believe in God. But if you are sick, faith without works is dead. And so they could believe also that we will pray that take our medication. So that line also came. And then that they were all in the first generation of people that God has raised. And so we could have people, who came up like people like Brother Agozo, Brother Abraham DeLove, Brother Prophet Abeka, people like that, carrying some strange unction, of God. Then came the second generation of people. That generation is an amazing generation with power, glory, and the grace of God. The Nicholas Duncan Williams, the Mensa Otabels, the Christian Adotetes, the Stephen Stanley Mensa, the Sam Crunchy Anchor, the Takia Boys, the Ajina Saris, the, Alfred Nyamiches. We had a team of people in that second generation of people, amazing, who carried unction, power, glory. I've seen that generation. None of them died prematurely. None of them died prematurely. He stood a number, Dark Hayward Mills. They have all crossed 60 years and still they are working for God. Isn't it amazing? I see that second generation of people who carry the glory and the move of God. People like Mama Marque, people like Oe Bernard, people like Eric Asari, Andrews Asari. The glory was just on these guys. Amazingly, then the third generation started emerging and it broke out into, the prophetic ministration. But before that, all this started with the evangelistic order with my father Kwesi Amwako, who did amazing stuff. But when the prophetic order broke out, then we saw a different generation and breed of people, prophets of God, amazing gifts that came up to do the work of ministry. And that is where we have seen all we guys, me and you, in this third generation. We cannot hand over a loose and a frivolous gospel to our children. It is Jesus the message, Jesus the power, Jesus the teaching, Jesus the anointing, Jesus the move, Jesus the impartation. Not carnality, not materialism, not flesh, not Jezebel. Jesus will be the message and be the anointing. Jesus and him crucified and the power of his resurrection. I want to see Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Why do you want to take Jesus out of his own church? Why do you want to have a church without Jesus Christ? Jesus, the teaching. Jesus, emphasis. Jesus, the doctrine. Jesus, the poem. Everything. I want to see him. They called the name of Jesus and healing started happening. They called the name of Jesus. Mama Christy took a lady through deliverance and the lady vomited 33 objects. Blades, needles, nails, vomited from her stomach. Where were all these objects? Power of God in manifestation. When we saw that generation. Oh my God, I don't want to take it out of Ghana and talk about Nicholas Pengo, the founder of Assemblies of God in South Africa, and talk about people like, Brother Ida Husa and people. No, I'm bringing it in the confines of our people. There is no way a witch can come to my father Francis Amoako's meeting. There is no way. The power was too much. The glory was too much. Now we have gossips. We have, witch worshippers, wizards sit in the house of God, and it is normal. Husband snatchers, wife snatchers, abortionists, wizards are sitting in the house of God, and they take communion, and it's normal. Truth cannot be preached anymore, because when you preach truth, people are offended. You can't tell the church people, stop fornication, stop adultery, stop the foolishness. We can't tell people this kind of truth. And that is why we have digressed from the truth. And so Jeremiah prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16. He said, go and stand in the way and ask of the way, the old path, where the good way is, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. Ask them where your fathers walked, and you will find rest. This is why we have loose people. They come to church, but they go to the club. They come to church, but they are disco candidates. They are members, of fetishism. They come to church on Sunday and go and carry idols on the next weekend. What kind of believers are these? What fellowship does the believer have with idols? What kind of fellowship does the light has with darkness? The gospel itself cannot be preached. And that is why we have reduced God. We've reduced God to visas. God is visa. If you want a husband, is God. Nonsense. There were people that were mad, lunatics. The moment they step into Alfred Nyameche's meeting, House of Faith, madness disappears without Mama Esther and her husband touching anybody. Go to Elder Miriku's father's prayer camp. People coming are not touched. The moment they step into the grounds, sickness disappears. Nobody touches them. And they don't make noise about it. Because all the glory belongs to God. Now we have people who can boast. I said he was going to die and he died. I prophesied that he will have an accident and what kind of nonsensical order is that one? I want to understand that order. I prophesied that this one will be this and that one will be that. But the glory does not belong to you. Isaiah 42 and verse number 6, the Bible said, God does not share his glory. Put it right there. Let's see. Isaiah 42 and verse number 6. I will still get it. Maybe take it to 46 and verse number 2 and let you know. God does not share his glory with anybody. Look for it for me. Get the scripture before I close. God, he does not share his glory. If God does not share his glory, then how come that, I come and see me? People can boldly say, my church. Your church? You have a church? What kind of order is that? I'm writing a book on the prophetic ministry in Ghana. And the book, I have divided them, the strengths, the weaknesses. And when I got to the weaknesses, one of the ways by which they are teaching this upcoming generation is that if you are a prophet, you need a big car. You need a big car as a prophet. And that is why all these young boys, if they will defraud you to get a big car, they will. But Jesus teaches servanthood. He said, if anybody wants to be great, let him be a servant. And so he could take a bowl of water and wash the feet of his people. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, it was 42. I got the chapter right. I got the verse wrong. Put the verse number 8 on the screen. God, I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I will not give to another. Neither my praise to graven images. If God heals somebody through you, you should be humbled. Humbled! What is this? What is this? You know, this super, we have created super beings out of, and we have made them demigods. And we are now worshiping human beings. We are now, look at this guy. There's a guy who was at Kasua who used to eat sand and dirt on the floor. They saw this guy like some kind of a god. You will know that there is protocol. There is order. Everybody is in line. Serving God in integrity. Yes is yes. No is no. Truth. 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 Not lies. Truth. And one of the truth is, if you follow people's husbands, you would die like a dog. That is one of the truth. One of the truth is that if you fraudulently take something from somebody, there is a price. Would you cause you ding crop for un conconza? And once you did na ye betchira boa pampem. And also your truth. That is also truth. You have witches. Ye boa no more scatter. I'm telling you, this is why I'm telling you that there are people in church who don't see any progress. Progress be any of my life. Shum konkonsa in simhunun sam fun ya unyayonwa eyenedia. This is why we are envying young people that are coming up in the work of God. God is doing something. You know, there are people who want to believe that if it is not me, then it's not of God. What kind of nonsense is that? If it is not you, are you the only person that God can use? You know, God is doing things all around the world. He is using different people for his own glory. You better come out of your selfish whatever. Clap your hands, all you people. Jesus! Bring him back to the pulpit. Jesus. Son of the living God. The bread of life. Yeah. Jesus. When they call his name, strange things happen. I saw the move the other day during, you know, I saw the move. A mighty move. Sitting Orion, my father Amuako, was here Amuako Francis, was here Amuako ministry, and I have seen strange things in his ministry. I want to ask, where is that God in my time? This is the generation where people train people to come and act like they are blind, they are lame, they are crippled, so that we can defraud people and get some money. That is the generation where I am. Preaching the gospel in my time is a very difficult thing. Very difficult thing. Because I'm preaching to people who already know the scriptures. But they will not do it. They don't live by it. So before you quote the scripture, he said, preacher, we know it. We already know it. We already know it. If the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Stand to your feet, clap your hands. Confess our sins unto God. He is faithful, he is just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to see Jesus, the Son of the living God. I want to walk with Christ. I want to develop. I want to grow and bear fruit in Christ. Me person me ni Jesus nantena me so aba me tie we num na wi akwa kwonkwa si antokwa Iria who now waji onokwa atamba abro kesi ni nyatwom Kristo som kankan o Kristo som kankano wo abukunu kura ntimi nini ni ukuna wone ne te ntimi mfa buo nini die ah miwra Iwra, no idea, and TV money 7 nights. I be Gina Hana, but Tadia Jana, ya bango. I told you the mind of God. Umpinya mea, Gina, and I make a catch them. Mema Gina have who don't respect God, don't respect themselves, don't respect their wives. There is something about them, brother. When you be chimpra, I'm going to say this in my language. When you be chimpra, so you have a flower too, and you're a secretary, you know, the moment that you go into promiscuity with that person, something rises out of them. We call it iniquity. That thing does not respect God. It does not respect Satan. It does not respect you. It does not respect anybody. This is why you see, you know, your house girl is so rude and disrespectful to you and to your wife. Same thing. O de fa call secretary so adie bi be sorry. Sa adie ni sorry a enkai papa wa ye. Enkai papa wa ye. If you be free bibia, if you be free bibia. I'm telling you. To a clone, no, baby, how do I clone on the beco? But my said, David, ba, son of David, have mercy on me. That will be my prayer this morning. Son of David, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. When they lifted Christian Achu's casket, I said, God, remember my soul. The day they will lift mine. Jesus said, Me sumeho. Eda umbe kukuru medie. Kaime. Ni hunu me kramo. The two hands are on your heart. Wherever you are, commit your life into the hands of God. Wherever you are, commit your life to the hands of God. Forgive my weaknesses. Wash me. Let Christ be. Yeah. Christ it me more. I want to see Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to live. I want to bear fruit like Christ. Christ! He is coming sooner than we think. Deliver us from falsehood. Falsehood! Falsehood! deliver our lives from falsehood, deception. Deliver us from falsehood. I need to focus, please. Falsehood. Falsehood. Deliver us from falsehood. Falsehood. Today I'm asking God to heal this nation from hypocrisy. As we intercede for Ghana, heal this nation from deception and hypocrisy. Heal us! In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13, I read verse 15 as well. In verse 13, Jesus was saying something when he was addressing the Pharisees. Listen to what he said. He said, "Woe unto you, Pharisees and scribes, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, and you yourself neither go in yourselves, neither suffer them that wants to enter to go in." Put it in GNT. Let's break it down. He said, "How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you lock the door to the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, but you yourselves don't go in, nor do you allow those who are trying to enter." And here he's not talking to some people. He is talking to you and I. Yeah. Go to verse 15 and listen to what Jesus said. Very interesting. In verse number 15, he said, "How terrible for you, teachers of the law, hypocrites. You sail the seas." Listen to this. "You sail the seas and cross whole countries to win a soul. And when you succeed, you'd make that soul twice as deserving to go to hell." Bitterness in their heart. We go to the length and the limit, big crusade, and we win a soul. Then when we bring them here, you know, we would do things that would destroy their heart. I was so shocked when that young man, whatever musician his name is, you know, said concerning the Church of Pentecost that if to build a church, he would rather go to the stripper nightclub. And instead of buying cement to build a church, he will throw money on naked girls. The guy is bitter. Bitter. Senior Christus, some tear the amen God has rebuked. Many people have said that. Enom Yesuban kan kanwa yade tear sonde. Tear! Suban fin suban kan kan. And one year, two or maybe, sometimes my heart breaks. Morning, evening, and all the people do, they bring MPP man, NDC man, and they are debating useless politics, whilst Ghanaians are dying and going to hell, and they cannot get help at Kolebu. They can't get help. Debating on nonsense. Munim cries and Kenyesu ben. If you know Jesus, you will not debate nonsense. Look at the way our brothers, the Arabs, are developing their nations. They don't have time for your NDC MPP. When I look at Nigeria's election, I see hypocrisy. Hypocrites. You call this election? You know that this is falsehood. It's a fraud. I told you, the mind of God. And you see, this same God will take out all the fraudsters. You have a chair, a command, I told you. Put your right hand on your, let's close. Pray for this country. For national anthem, Ghana's colors on the altar of God and pray for this nation. Please, Ghana is 66. We are asking God's grace for this country. May the Lord heal our land. May the Lord heal us. Heal us. Heal us. Heal our land. Remember to pray for my president. May the Lord heal our land. Deliver us from evil. Heal our economy. Save us from evil. Restore us. Help us, Lord. And Father, we honor you for your word. Give you the glory, you are a faithful King. We pray that the word will fall into good grounds in our hearts. It will bear fruit in a 60-fold, a 30-fold, and 100-fold. Reveal Jesus Christ to us that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. As I finish, I'm asking help through this week onwards. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. That we will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. Thank you very much for watching on television, listening on radio, and also watching online and in person. I'm grateful in the name of Jesus. Use opportunity. You want to join us for our offering 0249 80 9911 0249 80 9911 0592296667 0592296667. On Tuesday, we have a non-denominational Bible study. Listen to us on, 101.7 FM, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6. And then on United Television, at dawn, Wednesday, 5:30 to 6. And then on Thursday, 1:15, after our midday news on Atenga TV, 5 a.m. to 5:30 on Thursday at dawn. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep you. See you in the next service. God bless you. He said, your lifestyle, you want my wound. The youth of Ghana going through. I am Shishia. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome. Three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Yeah, preach Christ. Yeah, preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is confession and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were called chain a drama so no where money for was a man so me move for we are not to do for no catch you up one sir me move on for talk then go ya boni biya it is a bm na dia chance him for my ass. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.